usually the discussions are about migration, but also terrorism and the military cooperation. These are the areas which take dominance in bilateral discussions. And for me, the significance is that to recognize that, you know, high fertility, infant mortality, girls' education is a critical component of development. From that, really, President Macron should be congratulated on this innovative and committed way of addressing the fundamental issues of development, in particular for the Sahel.
Throughout your career, you have relentlessly fought for access to education for girls.
You know, if young girls are not allowed even to go to primary school because they are given away for marriage, that reduces the possibility of women participating in the development of the country. Then, when the total fertility rate is 7.6 in Niger and in most of the Sahel countries, and that means most of the expenses are going to be for children, for the health, more expenditure for nutrition. Imagine a family whose income is less than $1 a day and cannot feed themselves. What is their perspective of making sure they have a safety in their life?
Do you think that's a gateway towards terrorism?
Of course, you know, what is the source of the terrorism? Is when you are insecure, when you lose hope on the day-to-day life, when you cannot feed, when you cannot see tomorrow. Forget about tomorrow. You don't even see what is going to be happening when you wake up in the morning. And violence is caused by desperation. And I think giving girls the opportunity to develop, that will also encourage the men to be more responsible, the boys to complete their education. And with education, it's not just the intellectual knowledge, but the capacity to invent, the capacity to be a great workforce.
Most households in Niger have over 7 children, but there is a reason why traditionally those families have many children, an economic one, I believe.
When a child is born, you are never sure of the survival. Maternal mortality is very high. This as a compensation for the adult. That's one. The second thing is, as there is no productivity within the economic sector, it is more of like a slavery. More children will be working to generate income. Even when they send them for immigration, is to send money not only to take care of themselves, but to send money for their families.